From 21 hours UTC on April the 10th until 21 hours UTC on April the 11th. And the contest rules can be seen at Golf Charlie.
Hi, I'm Stan Raven. I used to be from somewhere else, but I'm not there anymore. And you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Art Omai in Kent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk. Art Omai Sculpture and Architecture Park presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Now accepting advance registrations for visits on weekends and select holidays. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Basilica Hudson's annual 24-hour drone they've been holding for the past 7 years is back again this year, although it's reconfigured as Drone at Home 2021 and curated by Basilica Hudson and Wavefarms WGXC. You can watch online on Twitch or listen to a broadcast from noon April 24th till 6 a.m. April 25th. And tune in, you'll hear the Canada Resonance Agency, Maria Shaw.
I'm glad I ain't got to go up there and go to BC Kim.
I was reading the scripture the other day, Habakkuk, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse. Read something like this. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, even though there shall be no herd in the stall, the fields shall yield no meat, the labors of the olive shall utterly fail, no doubt. In those days, they were having Israelistic famines in the land. But even through it all, Habakkuk still had a thank you down on the inside. And the 18th verse said, yet I will rejoice to the God of my salvation. Get somebody by the hand right now and tell them, I can face tomorrow. God sent his son, they call him Jesus. He came to save, and forgive. Out on a hill called Calvary, he bled and died just to buy my pardon. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He
beloved, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. You know, just a week ago, time flies, doesn't it? Just a week ago, we were celebrating that great getting up day, that day that Jesus rose, that he fulfilled what he told the disciples, and lay this body down, tear this temple down, in 3 days I'll rise again. Hallelujah. And Lord, thank you, God. Those who have come to know Jesus in a personal way know truly that he lives. The power of his name, the power of his presence, the power of his name and his word in the mouth of a believer, all the blessings and benefits bestowed upon us because he lives. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that I know that for myself. Let the church out there say amen, hallelujah, and amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I am here with our good friend, Mr. Randall Martin, Martin AV Services, who, without whom this would might not be possible for me. So I am so grateful for him, and I want to check in with him. How you doing, Brother Randall?
I am doing well.
Amen. Well, I am really glad that that's the case. And certainly I know that people out there are doing well and fair to Midland, and some kicking, but not too high. But listen, that's why we're here. We want to, you know, help you to tap in that there's a bright side somewhere. There is a bright side somewhere. And I'm here to share that there's a bright side somewhere. You know, our bright side family and friends, I was sharing last week the miracles that God had done. I said I was going to write a little article about my experiences with COVID-19 and my dad being diagnosed with COVID-19. This Sunday, I come to tell you that he succumbed to COVID-19 on Thursday morning. My dad passed on from labor to reward, from life to eternal life. It was such a beautiful time that God gave me and my mom to be home with him. We brought him home and cared for him. And now that article is turning into a book. There were so many miracles God did for us between last Sunday and this. So many angels in human form that God sent into our way, our pathway, and to walk with us and to work with us in his final days. And so I'm sure angels in the spirit realm that just were on assignment doing what they do and bringing people together. I tell you, it's been too tremendous, so tremendous. I don't even have enough word or time to talk about it. Truly, I've been promising and threatening a book, working on a couple of books at the same time. Amen. And this, you know, I don't even want to do this as a chapter. I want to do this as a book. I know I can get 200 pages out of that story. But in any event, I appreciate all the calls and the condolences that have been expressed towards me and my family. Certainly, I ask your prayers for my mom as she transitions in her journey from wife to widow. And knowing that God has a plan yet for her life, you know, and they were married over 50 years. So it's going to be certainly a big transition. But I'm grateful to God that I am here to be available to assist her and to have been here to assist him. I can't even talk about it all right now. And please, I do not sorrow those who have no hope. The scripture tells us not to sorrow those who have no hope, and I don't sorrow if those who have no hope. I feel experience of death, where is your sting? So I encourage you, if you are going through a moment of grief, bereavement, the sorrow of separation to the sleep of death, to hang on in there. Don't quit in the dip. God has not forgotten you. Amen. As I told my dad on his last night, a few hours before his passing, Jesus has not forgotten you, Dad. He's just getting it ready for you. And between those words and in the morning when I checked on him, Jesus came and got him. And or he sent one of his angels, but he got out of here. Amen. And it was sweet, and it was sweet and sweet. So I'm here to say, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, beloved. Amen. Because he lives, all fear of God, even the fear of death, is gone. Because I know he holds the future. My life is worth living, just because he lives. I hope you feel the same today. I'm here to help you If you don't, we want to help you with that. Amen. Will you let us? I have music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. That's what we do. Music for the month, the heart, the mind, and the soul. Give me a clean heart. Give me a clean heart. That's going to come up. It's an oldie and another oldie and goodie. The first song we heard was Dorothy Norwood, gospel great, one of our gospel greats, Because He Lives. Coming up is Give Me a Clean Heart by Mr. James Cleveland and the Southern Community, South California, Southern California Community Choir. I'll get it together. Amen. How Great Is Our God by Mr. Paul Morton, Bishop Paul Morton, I should say. Great is Thy Faithfulness, Charles Butler and Trinity. Precious Lord, amen, by the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. And Holy, Holy, Holy. I have, well, how many minutes of that? Five songs back to back. And then we'll be back, amen, with more music for the message, the mind and the soul, after my spiritual social commentary for today. Let the music play. Amen.
So I may
Yes. You're a great God. God's a great God. Yes. I need you to open your mouth if you know God is faithful. You got to go through something with God, amen, to know and have that testimony, beloved. I know God is faithful. You are listening to Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is There Is a Bright Side Somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM. Let us continue to minister with music for the message, the mind, and the soul. Up next, Precious Lord, by the Queen of Soul herself.
Precious Lord, take my hand, and lead me on, let me stand. Thank you.
correction, precious Lord, was Miss Mahalia Jackson. To God be the glory. All praise is due. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, you know it's been a very full and a busy week if you were with us at the top of the hour. And so this morning, I'm just going to borrow from a little help from our Daily Bread devotional. It really speaks to what my thoughts were this morning as I was preparing to be here. So I want to just share that with you today. It's titled Imperfect Plans, Imperfect Plans. And I tell you, a month ago, you could not have told me I'd be here today. And this would be my journey at this time. Knew it would come because none of us are here to stay, but did not know that this would be the day. And I know that there are others out there who can relate, and with you, I do commiserate. Imperfect plans. Proverbs 19, verse 21 is the focus verse. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes that prevails. It is the Lord's purposes that prevails. And the article writer, Miss Jennifer Benson Schultz, she tells this story about a library that was constructed, a state-of-the-art library that was constructed. And one day she was exploring the library on the bottom floor where the community center is, and she overheard this loud crash that shook the room. And a few minutes later, it happened again and then again. And then the librarian with agitation came over and explained that a weightlifting area was positioned directly above the library. And so every time somebody dropped one of those weights, that room would shake. And it pointed out the fact that the architect and the designer, they had carefully planned many aspects of this state-of-the-art facility, but they had forgotten one important thing, and that was that the library needed to be in an area that was quiet. They forgot to locate it in another section of the building. And then she says, in life as well, our plans are often flawed. We overlook important considerations. And here I would say ouch or say amen. Our plans don't always account for accidents or surprises. And although planning helps us to avoid financial shortfalls and time crunches and health issues, even the most thorough strategic strategies can't eliminate all the problems from our lives. We live in a post-Eden world. Amen. Here, I'm going to pause and say, just give yourself a break, okay? You can make plans. And someone said, amen, man makes plans and God laughs, okay? With God's help, we can find the balance between prudently considering the future in Proverbs 6 and 6:8, and responding to difficulties. God often uses, yes, he does, God often uses, hallelujah, our upset plans to show us his hand. Can I say amen? God has a purpose for the trouble he allows into our lives. He may use it to develop patience in us, to increase our faith, or simply to bring us closer to him. The Bible reminds us many are the plans in a person's heart, but as the Lord's purpose, it is that prevails. As we submit our goals and hopes for the future to Jesus, he'll show us what he wants to accomplish in us and through us. I'm a witness, beloved. As we submit our goals and our hopes, I know that you, like me out there, have had some goals for your life, some hopes for your future, and things just didn't seem to turn out right. But you know, rather than lamenting the things that go awry, the things that go off track, the things that, even the times you've been stabbed in the back, come on here, somebody. Rather than lamenting those things, I've learned that in seeking God and asking God, Lord, what do I do now? What is the plan? What is the purpose? What is up with this? Amen. It's a way that brings us into a relationship with God where he can speak to us and show us that he has plans for us, and he knows how to get back on track, and he knows how to take the good and the bad and take the bad and make it good. He knows how he can mastermind what we had in mind. Yes, we have imperfect plans, but you know, God gives us the opportunity to accomplish what he will accomplish in us and through us if we'll submit and just allow him to be God in our lives. She asked the question, how do you respond when your plans don't work out? How do you respond when your expectations are not met? What might God want you to learn through those experiences? Well, one of the things I've learned, beloved, there is a bright side somewhere. There is a bright side somewhere. Proverbs 19:20-23, I want to share that as well. It says, listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you will be counted among the wise. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. What a person desires is unfailing love. Better to be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Yes, beloved. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Somebody said, trouble in my way, got to cry sometime, but I know Jesus will fix it after a while. This is my spiritual social commentary, beloved, for the day. I pray that you will find the grace of God is sufficient for all of your need. May the Lord bless you and keep you and watch over you and yours until we get to speak or meet again. This is Pastor Kim, and I am perpetually optimistic, your perpetual optimist. There is none like the Lord. There is none like him. This is the next song up, beloved, and I hope you're blessed.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Oh, oh, oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Oh, oh, oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory.
It doesn't matter whatever situation you may find yourself in right now. Don't lose hope. He's a faithful God. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He says in the scriptures that I will be with you until the end of time. Just trust in Him.
For you're a good, good Father. That's who you are. That's who you are.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you're praying for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way for so long. You need someone to understand.
Yes, beloved. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I have to say to you, don't quit in the dip. No matter how gray the day, how low the clouds may hang, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining because there is a bright side somewhere. Till we speak again, God bless you and keep you. My condolences to all those who have lost a loved one since we last met. I want to lift up the family of DMX, rapper, actor, activist, mourning his passing. So many. Have passed. Some of my friends even this past week. I learned that my grandson's pet passed this morning. Mm-hmm. Amen. But I tell you, God is good. He won't leave you. He'll hold your hand and walk you through that barren land. Don't quit in the dip. There's a bright side somewhere. Hold on. This is Mr. James Fortune and Fire featuring Monica and Fred Hammond. I want to leave you with that as I say, God bless you and goodbye.
From experience.